Today's Daily Word comes from the Unity Publication magazine Daily Word, Faith. I believe all things are possible with God. My faith carries me through all circumstances and empowers me to think and dream big. The power of faith helps me transcend thoughts of limitation, doubt, and fear. I can't see a material outcome to my prayers yet, but I remain mindful that divine order is unfolding and answers and opportunities will come to me at the perfect time. In times of prayer, I visualize my dreams coming true as I use my power of faith to see the life I wish to live within my reach. Even if I start to feel doubt, I can pray, meditate, speak, and act with faith until I once again believe that my good is manifesting. I continue to connect with indwelling spirit until I am filled anew with rightly directed faith. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. From Hebrews 11:1. This year is the year of perfect vision. Our theme is seeing through a spiritual lens. And this month, facing the fear, think it, feel it, believe it. So in this first week, we're looking at a question of faith and really exploring what does that mean to each of us? What do we put our faith in? What do you put your faith in? And you'd be surprised at the answers to that as you start to think about the question. So I'm going to explore, what are they saying about faith, other masters and people who write about it? And what is it to you? What is faith to you? We'll look at that. And also, how do you get there to a place of faith in an area where you may not have faith? So are you ready? Dive in. So what are they saying? So here's a few really great quotes from individuals that you may be familiar with. Faith is a knowledge within the heart beyond the reach of proof. Khalil Gibran. I live in the faith that there is a presence and a power greater than I am that nurtures and supports me in ways I could not even imagine. Ernest Holmes. I believe if you keep your faith, you keep trust, you keep the right attitude, if you're grateful, you'll see God open up new doors. Joel Osteen. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Martin Luther King Jr. And from Charles Fillmore, who was the co-founder of Unity with his wife, Myrtle, his metaphysical interpretation of the word faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. Faith is a deep inner knowing that which is sought is already ours for the taking. So what is faith to you? I was thinking about that as I was driving. We actually went up north to visit family this week and see our grandkids before school starts, because who knows, with this social distancing and COVID, we may not be able to get up there again for a while, depending on what's going on. And I saw a car broken down on the side of the road, and it was one of those really fancy sports cars. Being who I am, I just noticed the color and the shape. I didn't know what kind of car it was. But I remember thinking to myself, I have faith that the car I'm in is going to get me where I want to go. I don't have any doubt about that. And the reason that I don't is, first of all, it's a fairly new car. And secondly, I know my husband, who looks after it, makes sure that everything that it requires to run smoothly is happening. And so I put my faith in it, almost a blind faith, because I trust that everything is going to work out. So what else do you have faith in? You know, I remember a few years ago when bridges in the United States were collapsing as people were driving over them. And I thought, you know, I'm so happy to live in a country where I can have faith in the fact that the bridge that I'm driving on has been looked after, and the engineers from that municipality or that city are looking after them. I have faith that it's going to be okay. I go to buy my coffee cream at Costco, for instance, and I have faith that the expiry date is actually true on the box. And, you know, it's an interesting little caveat to that. We lived in Winnipeg for about 4 years. And I guess there's different rules for dairy in Manitoba, but there was never more than about a week worth of expiry date on the cream. So they must do something different in their pasteurization process. Because here in Ontario, you can buy a box of coffee cream, for instance, and it'll have 4 to 6 weeks worth of expiry on it. And the first time that we bought cream in Winnipeg, we bought 4 because we figured, well, we won't have to go back for a month or so. And they were all bad by the end of the week. And so, you know, where do we put our faith? And sometimes it's just making assumptions. It's not really thinking about it. And how do we build our faith? By recognizing where we are expecting things to be a certain way. And is it really true? So faith is alignment with an idea, with a desire. It's lined up in energy, and the energy of spirit, and the energy of understanding that what you put out there, you get back. So your faith needs to be in alignment with the truth of spirit, with the truth of principle. And how can you do that? First, you have to understand how God works, how the law of mind works. And when you do, and you've proven it to yourself, then it's much easier to have faith. In other words, when you want something and you believe it, there's no conflict in you. Have you ever felt wishy-washy about something? Maybe even said a prayer that was kind of wishy-washy. Like, oh, well, you know, maybe, sorta, kinda. And that's the kind of response that you get. Because we live in a living, breathing, loving, benevolent universe that is constantly responding to us as we are energetically, as you are in your feeling. So if you're feeling wishy-washy or not worthy or any of those kind of things, you've put a barrier up. You've made the doorway that your opportunities can come to you much smaller, much more constricted. And so what I'm inviting you to consider is, how can you let go of some of those preconceived constrictions and open up more to prove that spirit really does have your back, that spirit, God, the universe is always saying yes to you. It may not always show up, but it's not because God didn't say yes. It's because somehow you said no. It doesn't matter what you believe in, it's your belief in it that means you are in alignment with it, in the reciprocal energy of it. I mean, Jesus said, it's done unto you as you believe. That's exactly what I just read there, but in different words. So if you are not energetically aligned with and in expectation of something, then how can you possibly have it come to you? It's like saying, well, I want to drive to Toronto, but I'm just going to get in the car and go in whatever direction, and somehow, some way, I'll get there. No, you need to be in alignment with getting to Toronto. And what does that mean? There are some steps involved. So how do you get in alignment with spirit? There are some steps involved. And part of it is recognizing where you might be putting up barriers. Does that make sense? So do you know what you want and what you don't want? When I first met my husband, Randy, we hadn't even started our ministerial path yet, but he was really a great student of life. And he could recognize in individuals how they were getting in their own way. And one of the things that I kept saying to him was, why is it that nothing's ever working out for me? It's like, no matter how hard I work, the behinder I seem to get. And he said, well, do you know that you're telling God, you're telling the universe what you don't want instead of telling it what you do want? And I remember first going, What do you mean by that? But the thing is, I was. I don't want to go bankrupt. I don't want people to not like me. I don't want to be busy. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that. And when I started to shift that to what it was that I desired instead, what it was that I wished to experience instead, my life started to change. It was about me getting really clear on where I was putting my energy. In the Unity philosophy and faith, we believe that all your thoughts are prayers and that you're always praying. And so what is it that you're getting as results? You're getting the results of those thoughts because they are prayers. And Spirit is always saying yes. So if you're saying, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, it's going to say, yes, let me show you all the reasons to be afraid. I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't know where it's going to come from, I don't know, la 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 la. It says yes, because it loves you so much. It's given you free will to be able to decide what you want to think about and what kind of life you want to experience. So are you ready to change that if something's not working for you? Are you ready to let go of the old ways of thinking and pray in a more positive, affirmative, and believing that your good is unfolding instead? I know it's not easy. And each of us, I know I've been there, get into a spot where I'm so stuck down the rabbit hole that I can't see the light. And it takes meditation, it takes journaling, sometimes it takes just prayer work to say, show me, guide me, give me an idea of what it is that no longer serves me. Maybe it's having a conversation with a good friend or reading a spiritual book that brings me back into alignment. Maybe it's just opening the Bible anywhere and allowing the words to be a guidance for you. But somehow, some way, if your life is not the way that you would like it to be, then only you can change that by changing your mind. So God receives your request and creates it immediately. Now, there's a number of really deep thoughts in this statement. God receives your request and creates it immediately. First of all, there is no it and me or it and you. Some people talk of God and they look up. It's here, right where you are, right at your core. But it's also so much more than who you are. And so how can it not receive your request? You're one with it. There's no separation. So that's point number one. The other is it creates it immediately. We of ourselves create nothing. We create an opening, almost like a mold or a vessel for it to fill, our life being that vessel, for instance. We create nothing, but we provide an avenue for it to be created for us. And it is God who creates. We don't even co-create. We don't create. God creates through us in our lives. And the third part is immediately. The moment that you think it's already done. Because that's the other promise, is that it knows your heart. God knows your heart. You wouldn't have that thought if it wasn't already a thought in God's mind. So it's already immediate. So then why is there a gap between the time that you ask and the time that you allow? Because you weren't ready to allow. Or if in fact it's something that is of a benefit to a lot of people, then sometimes getting everything in alignment to have that unfold perfectly for everyone involved may take some time in our human world because we perceive time as being linear. The thing is, it's immediate, but it shows up over a period of time. Or maybe the gap is that I wished it, I asked for it, I prayed for it, but in a wishy-washy kind of way, and then 2 days later, because it didn't show up, I said, oh, forget it. It's not going to happen anyways. And I canceled it. Have you ever canceled a prayer or a wish or a desire? The thing is that then Spirit goes, okay, canceled. It's interesting, isn't it? So that which causes you to pray is really evidence that the answer is already seeking expression in you. And I have said this to you many times, and I say it to you again, and I'll read it to you again. That which causes you to pray is really evidence that the answer is already seeking expression in you. You wouldn't even have thoughts or desires of it if it didn't already exist, and specifically for you. And I mean, how wonderful is that? Just think about that for a moment. You may be sitting in a spot where you just are just having this real desire for life to look different or for something to show up. Know that it already exists, or you wouldn't even have an inkling of it. It wouldn't even be in your peripheral vision, let alone the feeling senses that you have in your body. So are you ready to trust that, to have faith in that concept, that if you have the idea, then it already exists somewhere, just waiting to manifest in your life? So how do you go about putting away all those I don't wants and focusing on what it is that you do want instead, what you do desire, what makes your heart sing? Well, it starts with things like attitudes of hopefulness, of expectation, and faith. How do you get hopeful in the midst of something that's disastrous? Well, one of the things that I've found that's very helpful for me is if something has ever worked out for anybody else, then I'm equally as worthy. So it's equally as possible for me. So I invite you to consider that no matter what seems hopeless, know that it's possible. Attempt to conjure up that little bit better feeling of hopefulness, that the light at the end of the tunnel isn't an oncoming train, but actually your good coming towards you. And having that expectation, it's like the joke about the little kid who's shoveling a pile of manure, and they're saying, What's going on here? Why are you shoveling that, Johnny? And he says, well, I know there must be a pony in here somewhere with all this manure. So how can we be in a place of expectation? How can you expect good? What can you do on a daily basis to remind yourself to be hopeful and expectant and have faith that good is unfolding? And I don't have your answer for you. You have your answer for you, and I'm sure you came up with a couple of ideas as I was saying this. And if you didn't, I know that as you move forward in this day, in this week, ideas will bubble up. That's the way our connection, my connection to Spirit works. I pose a question, and as long as I'm open and take enough quiet, peaceful time, those answers start to bubble up. And it doesn't always have to be quiet and peaceful. It can be laughing and all of the attributes of God, joy, exuberance, zeal. It's in those moments that the answers bubble up. I had the most wonderful experience this week, and I don't get the opportunity to do it very often. Our son purchased an old cottage on a lake in Sudbury called Long Lake, and it's a small piece of property. But most properties are these days because of the price of real estate and everything, but it has probably about a 75-foot frontage on the lake and goes back quite a ways and has an old cottage and a sauna building. And we brought a couple of chairs and we just sat looking out at the lake, listening to the sound of the leaves rustling in the trees and the sound of the water lapping. And there was about 12 duck that were going back and forth in the little bit of grass that was on the shore. And I was transported to my connection with the divine in that moment. And I remember thinking, you know, there were no human sounds. I don't know how it was that we were so fortunate for 2 hours to be able to sit there and not hear another human sound or motor sound of any kind. Maybe it was because it was in the middle of the week rather than on a weekend. But I remember just imagining everything that was negative in my thinking, in my body, in my cells, and just allowing them to flow through me, through my feet, and to let Mother Earth and nature just take it all, and to allow spirit through all these sounds, through all this beauty, to fill me up instead, to allow the city to disappear and all the concerns and the bustle and all of that, and to fill me up with the peace and the serenity and the knowing that I'm one with this magnificence that is nature, that is life. And I invite you in any way that you can to have that kind of experience if you can. Because I'll tell you, I was so nourished with just that 2 hours that's going to go on for days and days for me. So I want to really say this again. If you desire it, God says yes, because in fact, God has already said yes. The law of divine mind creates it, and your faith delivers it to you. The law of divine mind creates it, and your faith delivers it to you. So see, God can create all of that, but until you have faith that you're going to receive it and allow it, it sits there waiting for you. So think about this. If you went to Jesus in your illness, for instance, he saw you in your wholeness, not in your illness. Jesus knew so completely your wellness. And he so often said, it's not me who does the work, it's the Father within. And so can you see your prosperity, your health, your wellness, your joy, your love, and be that, and then allow it to show up even more? Can you see as Jesus saw? And maybe it's not so easy to start there. That's a pretty high bar. The thing is, though, that your intention allows it to start to unfold. And the more that it happens for you, the more you are actually going to have faith to expect more. Does that make sense? Jesus said, it is your faith that makes you whole. It is your belief that makes you well. And so it's not the words that are said, it's not the ceremonies that we do, it's not even the conversations we have with others. It's what lives within you that you truly believe. That's the level to which life shows up for you. So I encourage you to increase your container. Make your faith a bigger, bigger pot so more can come in. So for example, a doctor could talk you into doubt, for instance. You could be convinced into believing the evidence that you're living. And I use my son as an example of that. He had something called Legperthes disease, which was a disease of the hip joint where it was deteriorating. He was 10 years old, and it was deteriorating so quickly that it became like, first of all, no bone, because it was like a cavity. It was just eating away, and he couldn't put weight on that leg. And the doctors basically said, oh, well, he'll just end up having to have some kind of hip surgery at some point, and he's always going to be sort of disabled and all of these things. Being 10 years old, and my belief and my faith that there is something more than what we're seeing, I went on the journey of exploring how can I help him to heal himself, because I knew that was possible. I didn't know how at that point, but I knew that was possible. And we went through a process where a psychologist actually took him through a visualization process where he imagined healing his hip in his own way as a child, and asked him to do that every day until he felt that he had healed his hip. And it was about 6 weeks of working with the psychologist once a week, and he working on it himself, imagining it being resolved. And at the end of that 6 weeks, when we had another x-ray, he had healed the bone and the disease was completely gone. And the doctor, when he saw it again, said, well, miracles do happen, I guess, and had really no other answer for it, because that's his profession and that's his belief, and he believes that if you see this, then that's the natural consequence of it. The thing is that not all doctors believe that. I remember Deepak Chopra, who was talking to a number of doctor students, and they were being told things like, a shaman has so much power in a village, for instance, that if he says that someone's going to die because of what they have, they're usually dead by the next day. They have so much faith in that shaman. And so what he was trying to tell these students was that what you tell your patients, how you behave towards your patients, is either going to help them in their healing or it's going to encourage their demise. And that they have that kind of power because that patient, that individual, has that much faith in them. And so we all have influence on people in our lives. And we also have the opportunity to have faith in life itself. So where is your faith? Faith in its purest form is alignment with God principle, not with reality. And sometimes when you're really hurting, it's pretty difficult to have faith, isn't it? To wonder, where's the answer going to come from? It takes practice, it takes dedication. And in some of the reading that I did, it reminded me that sometimes the only way that I could get out of my way to have my prayer be answered was to get either mad enough or surrender enough that I was finally like, okay, fine, something has to give. And within a few hours, in most cases, sometimes a few days, things shifted. So what was that? That was the same as Jesus going to someone and saying, get up and walk. As when I had, for instance, I had hip surgery last fall, the spring before, I was in so much pain, I remember saying to my husband, something's got to give. Either I'm going to have to croak because I can't stand this, or it has to be resolved. And it was as though as soon as I said it, my prayer was firm enough, believing enough, and I was ready, no matter what the barriers were, for something to happen. And things happened in such fast progression that I had a resolution to my hip issue in less than 6 months, where in the medical scheme of things here, it can take a year to 2 years before anybody will even see you for a consultation. So I know that prayer doesn't always have to be soft and fluffy. Sometimes we need to command, because we get to that place. And it's in that command that we bust all of the things that are holding us back to finally say, okay, maybe you know better. Show me. I'm ready. So do you believe what you see, but don't believe it until you see it? You know, I've been there. Most people put their faith in what they see. That's why things are so slow to appear. Because everything is in constant motion. And so what you see does not necessarily have to be the way that it is from here on in, unless you decide that you really like that and want to keep it that way. So whatever you've got going on, especially if it's yucky, icky, sticky, fearful, terrifying, painful, to be able to just say, you know what, that's something that has happened. I would rather have Spirit create a different reality for me. And this is how I choose to feel. And as soon as you say that, a feeling comes up like peace or joy or comfort. And as soon as you have that, that Spirit saying, that's available for you. Right here, right now, are you ready? So faith is believing it before you see it, believing it before it is manifest. So here's an invitation. Can you believe it while it's in process, while it's in the vibrational state and it hasn't shown up yet, before it's in the manifest state? Can you believe it? Can you show the full screen of this one, Randy? So again, faith is a knowledge within the heart beyond the reach of proof. That's what faith is. So I invite you to consider that. So how do you get there? So here's one concept. First of all, you're not your body. The real you is not only invisible, it's also immeasurable, because you, I, all of us are one with God. You are timeless, spaceless, individual, and you're an expression of life. You function in a time-space arena and are usually fooled by it. We're all fooled by it at times. We forget that there is so much more. Without realizing your infinity and eternity, you actually limit your possibilities. You hope rather than know. Every idea in your consciousness has possibilities that can be explored. The more you can envision yourself as a spiritual creation, the designed projection of the infinite mind, the less limits you place upon ideas, and the more you leave them free to bring forth new experiences. And this was Reverend Raymond Charles Barker in the book, The Power of Decision. A really great book, by the way. So are you ready to reconceive yourself as limitless? You did not suddenly appear on a certain day. You have been, are now, and shall always be you, whether you're in physical form or you are in your energetic oneness with Spirit. So are you ready to walk away from the limitations that you've imposed? Divine ideas become welcome in your consciousness. They know you will accept them and have a fuller experience of living by means of them as soon as you say, I'm ready to walk away from limitations. Did you know your mind is the birthplace of God's intentions? You are the birthplace of God's intentions. You are the deciding factor in your consciousness. Therefore, in your entire world experience, you get to decide. You have freedom to do that. You can choose to be miserable or you can choose to be happy. You can choose to have faith or you can choose to not believe. It's all okay. But be willing to experience the consequences of either one of those. Know yourself as God knows you. God loves you because God loves itself, and there is no separation. In what ways does seeing yourself as consciousness beyond the body improve your prospects for a good life? Something to think about. So concept number two, true intuition deals with self-awareness. Intuition is the doorway to true success. It's your inner knowing and does not rely on any outside opinions. You have it and I have it. That's our direct link to God. So do you agree on this statement? True happiness is based on self-reliance and self-awareness. Now I mean true happiness. Not that external happiness that comes from expecting someone else to cause you to feel happy. So what kind of relationship have you developed with the still small voice within? Just a question. What are some techniques you use to listen to the voice within? I gave my example, sitting, listening to the sound of the wind, the lapping of the waves, meditation. So concept three, mind is limitless and you are an individuation of mind. You are one with this limitlessness. And once you start to believe that and prove it to yourself, you will start to see that there is so much more available to you. The blinders come off and it's like, wow, life has so much more to offer. Are you ready for that? Look at the abundance in nature. God provides more than enough for all. So if you ain't got it, it's because somehow you've stopped it. Take a moment to imagine a universe which is constantly creating, shifting, and restructuring according to your beliefs. It is constantly interacting with you. You're never stuck, never. If it is true that you are never stuck, what do you want to change? What implications does this have for your current decisions? Can you begin to reach beyond the world of getting and into the world of realizing oneness with God? I didn't get that back in my material consciousness time, which was in my 20s and in my teens, but now I get it. All my needs are met and beyond when I stop wanting to acquire certain things. It's really a funny thing. Are you ready to realize your divinity on a feeling level as well as intellectually? Because your feelings really do draw to you. Take a moment now. The idea of dancing, art, music, meditation, reading, sacred scripture, gardening, or taking long walks on a shore. They're all ways to start to feel your connection with spirit. To know yourself, study nature. Translate thought into action. For only so much do you know as you have lived. Trust yourself and never defer to the popular cry. Be free and brave. It's for you to know all. It's for you to dare all. That was Ralph Waldo Emerson. So what do you have faith in? And are you ready to prove it to yourself? Maybe you already have. Are you ready to expand that? You know that you are a magnificent aspect of God. So let's anchor this with a song. And this is like a tongue exercise for you.
It's, tongue twister.
It's so good.
Bye. Karen Drucker.
Believe.
thinking, dreaming, believing I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believing, thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. I can do it. Thinking, just dreaming, believing, and do it. Thinking, dreaming, believing, do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Thinking and dreaming, believe it, I can do it. I can do it. Thinking, dreaming, believe it, I can do it. Do it. Thinking, dreaming, believe it, I can do it. And do it. Just dream it, believe it, and do it.